What's up, everyone? I'm Nick Marty, and this is AfterBuzz TV Spotlight On, and today we're talking with Mason Cook from Speechless. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Synth, I'm playing the synth.
Yeah, I like it.
Does it look like a synth playing?
Yeah, I mean, kind of, yeah.
Yeah? Well, somewhat. I guess I should move my fingers a little bit more.
Yeah, like that. That's better.
Let me see you. You have a flick. You have a flick of the wrist right there.
Yeah.
More blue. Oh, that in a dab?
Yeah, why not? I don't think that was around then, but
it
I mean,
good.
We'll add it.
In 99?
Yeah.
They're more freaking out from Y2K, I think.
Yeah.
What's up, everyone? I'm Nick Marty, and this is AfterBuzz TV's Spotlight On. Today, we're talking with Mason Cook from Speechless. You know him as Ray DeMayo. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty great. How about you?
Good. I'm doing really well. Awesome. You know, it's winter. We were talking about how it's like looking like night, even though it's like 5 o'clock. It's getting super dark out.
It's weirding me out. I don't like getting tired at 5 o'clock because then that means I go to bed at 9 o'clock, and on the weekends I want to stay up. I'm off all this week from school and from work. I don't want to go to bed at elderly people times.
And Mother Nature is making you go to sleep at elderly times.
Yes, they are.
Are you starting to even like eat applesauce because you're just feeling so elderly, like that's all you're eating for dinner?
I've never been a fan of applesauce.
No? Elderly person in the winter?
Everybody in my family is a fan of applesauce except for me. I think it's more like a texture thing.
What's similar to applesauce, would you say? I'm trying to think of even things that are like that. Because people want to know this.
Pureed, I assume.
Like, are you more of a chunky salsa guy or a blended salsa guy?
Blended.
Blended?
Yeah.
That has a texture to it.
Yeah, it does. But
applesauce doesn't get the pass.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
I understand. So you're talking, you know, you're from Speechless. Let's jump into this.
Yes.
And you're from the Speechless.
Yes.
So I would like to first jump into, besides Speechless, what's a show that you're really obsessed with right now?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'd have to say Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. It was actually my second acting job that I ever booked was on Grey's Anatomy. And at the time, I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah.
And I didn't really realize how big of a deal it was to be on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
And then like a few years ago, like 2 years ago, I started like really getting into it. And I would watch like two to five episodes a day.
Okay.
And by like 3 weeks, I was into like the fourth season. I was a major actor.
You're watching. You had red eyes.
Oh, yeah.
The way.
Glossy red eyes. It got to a point where it was almost unbearable. But it's like my favorite show right now. I'm on season 11, I think.
Season 11 of how many?
I don't know. Like 16 now, I
think.
Does
it not end, maybe?
I don't think so. They haven't added new seasons to Netflix. So I'm like, I'm waiting. Now I have to wait.
That's disgusting. We don't do that anymore.
No, we don't wait.
We get all the seasons at once now.
Exactly.
That's how life works
now. That's how it works now. It's 2017.
I just don't get it. Come on, get with the program.
Exactly.
Now, that was going to be actually a question later on that I had. It was, you know, besides Speechless, what has been another role that you've played that has been super memorable? That you've really enjoyed playing a character in what show and when was it?
I'd have to say in Spy Kids.
Spy Kids 4, yeah?
Yes, Spy Kids 4, All the Time in the World. That was a pretty memorable experience. Not many kids get to say that they were a spy kid. So I'm one of four,
yeah.
Which is pretty amazing. I did that it came out in 2011. I did that when I was 9, which was very early on in my career. So to start off with that so early on, I mean, I couldn't wait for what
Speechless
was
bound to happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Now, did you shoot that in Austin?
I shot that in Austin.
With Robert Rodriguez?
Yes.
Troublemaker?
Yes.
Was it a fun cast and crew?
Oh, it was great. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I feel like Spy Kids, you know, working on the green screen a lot, was it weird at 9? Kind of like, how am I supposed to act like
a little bit,
chasing
me? A little bit, kind of. There was a lot of rigging and a lot of blue screen and green screen,
yeah.
So you kind of had to really use your imagination, which isn't hard when you're 9 years old.
Yeah, it's not hard for a 9-year-old, I assume, then.
I can't even tell you what I was imagining. There's videos of me, I think, on my Instagram or that my dad took of me acting like I was swimming or like I was Superman, and it was just the immense imagination of a 9-year-old boy just being free.
And now, I had improv class the other day, and I remember I was pretending to swim, but I think it looked more like I was dying. So I don't think speechless is bound to happen soon, but close. And now you need to teach me how to swim.
I got you.
In an empty room.
Yeah.
I need to get that down.
You just got
to
do the grandma stroke.
Yes.
Where you do the backhand.
And head back? And is it the head back?
Yeah. Backhand, flutter kick.
It really sells it.
I don't know
it.
What you call it. Yeah, something like that. Really, really sells the... You got to kind of act like you're pushing the water out of the
way.
What
about the feet? Do you move the feet at all?
I mean, depends on if you're hanging or
give
if you're
take?
Actually standing.
Okay,
I feel like you would fall if you were to try and move your feet.
True, 1 foot at a time, maybe.
But hey, if you're really committed to your work.
That's what you were, yeah. And that's why you landed what you did.
Yeah.
Well done, Mason.
Thank you.
Now, for the fans of Speechless and you, can you quickly give everyone, regardless of where they are watching your series, kind of a quick synopsis of season one and now kind of how we're coming into season two, what is going on?
Well, season one, we kind of had to set up the story. We had to set up the story about how the DeMeos are constantly moving, trying to find the best opportunity in school for JJ that provides all the right services for him so that he can have the best experience possible. And this, if I can remember correctly, I think in the script it was the 7th school that we had moved to. I might be wrong.
I think you're right, because it was 6 schools beforehand, and
yes.
This was the 7th.
Yes. And it was an amazing season to film. Mm-hmm. We got to touch on some sensitive topics that the disabled community has to go through, like... there was an episode when we talked about, is JJ going to be able to be a dad? Is he going to have a family? What are we going to do when he grows up? Who is he going to live with? Is he going to live with us or is he going to live with someone else?
Yeah.
Which are all topics that these families actually have to talk about at some point in their lives. And it can be a serious, serious topic. And then at the end of season one, Ray finally got a girlfriend, which was a very big accomplishment for him.
Yeah.
He, as everybody knows, if you're watching the show, which I hope you are, if you aren't, it's on ABC Wednesday nights at 8:30, 7:30 Central. Check it out. He's very socially awkward. He has trouble with girls. He has trouble trying to fit in. He's just he has trouble trying to fit in, I guess. So to be able to find a girl that likes him for who he is and really gets him and is a lot like him, actually, like, they're almost identical, is a very, very rare situation, I'd say, for Ray. And then in season two, we kind of dive more into that, into what our relationship is like, how alike we are. It was a great first season to film. Second season, I feel like, is even better. We have a lot more funny storylines, the funnier storylines. Thanksgiving episode just aired last week, which was amazingly funny. I loved it. It was possibly one of my favorite episodes that we filmed this season so far.
Okay.
Yeah, so go check it out.
Yeah,
abc.com/features.
From you yourself.
I'm still self-promoting my show. This is
Why
getting
not?
To a new level.
It's worth
of,
it.
Like,
it's
bottom
great
of barrel
show, yeah.
Low. Yeah, great show. Check it out.
When? ABC?
ABC, Wednesday nights, 8:30, 7:30 Central, or on abc.com/speechless.
You're good at that.
Thank you.
Have you thought about being a promoter?
I have not.
You haven't should look into
my
it.
Mind. I feel like acting is going to be the one thing that I do for the rest of my life, and
yeah.
If that doesn't work out, it's either between a ballerina or like a car salesman.
Those are two similar things, I would say. Only because...
You're telling a story.
You're telling a story, mm-hmm. And, you know, even to get the sale, you got to dance around some dodgy questions, you know?
Exactly.
Maybe the engine is broke, but you have to dance around that question and be like, it's...
It's pristine.
It's good enough to move.
Exactly.
To, you know?
To get you from point A to point B, it's good enough.
It's good enough.
Yeah.
So that's... car salesman, that's been crossing your mind.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, you have a car, I assume?
No.
No?
No. I have not done driver's ed.
No.
I do not have my permit, and I do not have my license, nor do I have a car. I have driven a car, though, illegally. Keep that on the down low.
Keep that on the down low online.
Yeah, keep it down there, where it stays.
Do you feel that your character has changed between season one and two? You know, that he has a girlfriend, but I feel like even in real life, we all can semi-relate to this. We're all really antisocial in high school and becoming our own, in our own skin, comfortable. Do you feel like he's drastically changed, though, in a way of he has a girlfriend now? Do you think his outlook on life has really changed?
Well, high school is definitely a place where you get to kind of figure out who you are, like, as a person.
Yeah.
My brother really knows that because he went to public high school and I homeschool, so I do all my high school on my computer. So I'm kind of figuring out who I am at home, which is not
via the
not easy. It's actually very hard.
Yeah.
But he got to have the traditional high school experience. It's definitely a place where you kind of grow into your skin and figure out what kind of person you really are. And with Ray, we got to figure out in the first season that he's really into astronomy and stars and all that kind of stuff and the galaxy. We haven't dived very much into that, though, this season, so maybe we should have an episode where we kind of dive into that. That'd be fun.
With the astronomy, have you actually had to visit the planetarium here in L.A.?
I've not. I visited the planetarium at Pierce College, which is where we filmed the pilot episode for Speechless, the first episode, which is actually where I went to do some of my chemistry labs last year for my actual school.
School.
Yeah, it was literally right down the walkway from where we were filming, which was really funny.
convenient.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't on, which was kind of upsetting because, like, we didn't actually get to see any of it, but, like, when they edited it in, it looked really cool.
It looked amazing.
Oh,
you experienced it, essentially.
Yeah, basically.
Just like Spy Kids, you felt it.
I imagined it.
You imagined
yeah.
it. Even at this age, you don't need to just be nine.
Nah.
You just need a little bit of imagination.
Everybody has a little kid in them.
What is that? What quote is that from? I feel like that's like a Willy Wonka quote.
I don't know. I'll make it my own quote.
Yeah,
quote
there you
by
go.
Mason Cook. We got to specify who I am.
Hyphen.
Yeah.
Mason Cook.
Yeah.
Now on set, you know, you've filmed a lot of episodes, especially season one. Have you, let's put up our quotes, accidentally taken anything from set? Has anything slipped off set and just appeared in your pocket or your car?
Yes. One time I forgot to take off my wire, my mic pack, and my wire that was taped to my skin. I was very late at night and I did not remember to take it off.
Nor did sound.
So I ended up going home and changing into my pajamas and be like, oh, I still have my wire on. That's a bit of an issue. And it was Friday, so I had to wait until Monday to bring it back. They weren't too upset. They were a little triggered by it, but they were pretty chill about it.
Now, I feel like, did they catch it? Did sound come to you later like, Mason, you don't know how much sound we had to go to.
I mean,
we have takes done, but Mason, we got too much.
They have so much sound of me snoring. It must have been files and files of me snoring.
They were over it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The whole sound department left.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
just because of Mason.
That may be why we got a new sound department for season two.
Oh, really?
Maybe. You never know.
They just didn't want to tell you.
Yes.
They wanted to keep you happy.
Yeah.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Who would be the ideal guest star?
Ooh, that's a good question. Like, anybody?
Anyone. But, like, they kind of have to be applicable. They have to be relevant, you know, for a reason. You know, their character, who really has that type of character that they normally play that would fit in nicely? You know, I don't think The Rock, per se, would really fit in.
What's weird is that actually crossed my mind earlier when my dad read out that question. I was like, The Rock would be funny.
The Rock? He read several of the questions.
I didn't
not
read
all of them.
I read that one and one other, and I cannot remember which one the
That's
other
good.
One was.
That's good. That's good. We're not blaming Dad here.
No. As he's currently hiding his face under his hat and putting on his hood.
All I'm saying is maybe he should be punished with no applesauce.
Yeah.
Because apparently everyone else likes it.
He loves applesauce. And so does my dog.
Yeah?
I'm literally the only one in my family who doesn't like applesauce. My dog licks out the container of applesauce after we're done with it.
So what's your dog's name?
His name is Lucky.
Lucky Cook? Is it Lucky Cook?
Lucky Doodle, Lucky Cook, Lucky Elston, Lucky Gilbert Elston, anything. We kind of change it every day.
Oh, I see. I like that.
He's one of many personas.
He's an actor as well.
Exactly. Yes, he is.
Some days he's moody. Some days he'll bite. He'll
gnaw. Oh, he's always moody. He's always moody, and he's overweight, so now we're having to feed him, like, food that makes him, like, that helps him lose weight.
That's why it's applesauce.
Yeah, at one point, like, he ate, like, a plastic glove, like, the glove that you put on to, like, clean stuff.
Latex glove.
And we had to go get his stomach pumped and get it out. Like, he'll eat.
Well,
anything.
He survived. Yeah, therefore, he's lucky.
Exactly.
Lucky cook.
He's very lucky. Like, way too
the name,
lucky.
The name is a really applicable.
Yeah, definitely.
So who do you think the guests are that would apply to your show? You know, just really fit in. You see their face and then you're like, that's it.
I haven't really ever thought about that. That'd be...
Because I assume, like, I hear, you know, when people come in and when I talk to some friends, it's like, sometimes you get a say for your character every season. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes, I assume for Speechless, have you had a little bit of say where your direction your character sometimes wants to go with the writers?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When you are playing a character, you kind of get to form the character yourself, like, kind of get to create his personality to your liking.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a character that hasn't been played before. Like, if you're playing, like, a younger version of a character, then you got to act like the older version. But if you're playing a new character that hasn't ever been played before, you kind of get to put your own little special touch on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is always fun.
And no guest star has ever been, hey, Mason, you know, by chance, if there was one, who would you like?
Could I say a musical person?
You can say a musical person. I've seen such random musical guest stars sometimes.
Okay. Logic. I think that would be really fun. I'm a really big fan of his
Logic
music.
Super. I think he does apply.
Like, he could play, like, the high school bully.
Okay.
Who's, like, kind of bullying Ray or, like...
The exact opposite of who
Ray
he is in person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's, like, such a humble, great person.
He's a real big activist, which I think he actually is the best answer for this question.
Exactly.
So, you know, we got to reach out to him and
all planned.
Get
all
to
part of
this.
The plan.
Season 3, talk to the writers.
Definitely.
Make it happen.
Gonna happen.
Now, do you have any siblings?
I have 3. 2 of which are at college right now, and then we're going to visit them for
the Are you the youngest?
I'm the second youngest.
Second youngest.
Yes.
So, you know, much like JJ, I feel like he does get a little bit of extra attention. A little bit, I think, is not saying enough. He gets a lot of attention from the family.
Definitely.
Do you feel, you know, being the second to youngest child, there is more attention on maybe the eldest or the younger, even though your dad is less than 4 feet away from me? Do you feel like it really, like, is relatable in real life sometimes? Because I know I'm an older brother, and... You know, for a couple years, for 6 years, we're 9 years apart, there was a lot of attention on my younger brother. A lot. And I was kind of like free flowing.
Well, with the situation that I'm in, I feel like it does require a bit of attention. When my siblings are either upset with me or just having a bad day, then they'll be like, Mason is your favorite child and you know it, you just don't want to admit it. But then I also say the same thing about my older sister, who's like a genius.
Uh-huh.
And... just today got like a 55 out of 59 on a Spanish test that she said she was worried about failing. I was like, you never fail. Like she did like a Spanglish poem, which is Spanish and English for those of you who don't know. And it was entered into a national poetic contest and she didn't even know. So, I mean, we always say that she's the goody two-shoes.
So maybe every kid in your family deserves some attention equally.
We get equal attention, definitely.
Yeah, so it's not really.
Sometimes
like,
we feel like one's getting more than the other. I'm not gonna say.
I'll just
names.
Throw this out there. It I'm does sometimes it feel there. Like it, but let's be real.
Yeah.
Let me see. Now, you know, like we talked about briefly, you guys moved around 6 times before you settled before season 1.
Somewhere around there. Don't quote me on this.
I don't know the actual number. Now I feel like I'm super wrong.
That's okay. We're both super wrong.
Okay, possibly.
Exactly.
Or we could be right.
Possibly. Maybe.
Now, you're an actor. You move all the time. You're doing schooling everywhere. Is that relatable to Ray, kind of?
Somewhat, yes. I actually grew up in Oklahoma City until I was 8. And there I was just like a regular kid going to elementary school with my brother and my siblings. I wasn't an actor yet, and that thought of becoming an actor never really crossed my mind.
Yeah.
And then we ended up moving out to L.A. when I was 8, and just wanted to have, like, a change of plans, kind of change it up and see if we like it out here, and we ended up falling in love with it, obviously, and then I was like, wait, this is technically the entertainment capital of the world if you are wanting to try acting or wanting to try music or anything like that, this is where you try it. I was like, I'll give it a shot. Why not?
Yeah.
And I tried it and I fell in love with it. I never took an acting class or anything like that. And it was just kind of like a, I guess I found some sort of hidden talent of mine that I never really knew I had.
So then you just, you know, dropped out of, I guess, normal school, you would say? Well,
I went to elementary school until fourth grade.
Okay.
And then I ended up having to start homeschooling for Spy Kids, which filmed in Austin, Texas for like 3 or 4 months. And acting and then going to public school can be very hard because you only get the homework. You don't actually get the teacher there teaching the homework is.
Yeah.
Whereas with homeschooling, you have all of your work and all of the teaching on your computer. So it's wherever you are, which is amazing. It's so easy, and I'm still doing it to this day. I'm now in 11th grade, for those of you who are wondering. No one asked, but I'm going to answer. I've learned to kind of manage my schedule a little bit. In the beginning, it was really hard.
I'm sure. Of course. Yeah, I'm sure.
But – and 11th grade is like supposedly the hardest grade of high school, and I've had so many people say that to me. So far, it's pretty easy, but I'm only in the first semester, and it's probably going to get harder, and I won't be surprised if it does. But I've learned to manage my schedule a little bit and put school as like acting school or acting family school. That's my three main priorities.
There you go. So family comes number two? Your dad's right there. Your dad's right there.
You know what I meant? It was actually a typo in my brain. I actually meant family acting school.
Yes, Dad.
But this is also a very hard list. Do you put your job before your education, or do you put your education before your job?
You know, you said that because you're thinking you want to take care of your family.
Exactly.
That's what he meant, Dad.
Yeah. That's what I meant, Dad.
Classic.
And three siblings who might be watching. I don't know.
Well, it sounds like your sister's very busy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Accomplishing the world.
Oh, yes.
Is she going for president or something like that?
I wouldn't be surprised if she does. Or if she wins a Nobel Prize. Who knows?
That could be tomorrow.
Yeah, could be tomorrow. And
then she gets all the attention.
I would feel like she's getting all the attention, and I would feel left out and put to the side and ignored. And then I would have some sort of cry for help.
Like, what does the cry for help sound like?
Almost like what my dog does when he's crying for attention. He literally just sits there and stares at you and whines and just does these little, like, huffs of, like, tiny barks just enough to get your attention.
So you would look at, you know, your family.
Yeah, just like, right here.
Yeah, here.
Like, look. Attention, please.
Attention, please, family.
Please.
Family, I promise. Family. I'll put you first priority.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Acting comes second now, I promise.
One question I always like to ask. It's really weird, and I really want a specific answer. What has been your favorite crafty on any set you've been on?
Okay, the speechless crafty is pretty dope.
Yeah?
I'm not gonna lie. After lunch, we have a whole array of Oreo flavors that comes out. They have red velvet, lemon, peanut butter, chocolate, mega stuff, double stuff. But my favorite?
Yeah.
Is the cinnamon roll Oreos.
Cinnamon roll everything is always the best.
Right now, I'm obsessed with cinnamon rolls. I actually made cinnamon roll waffles with Kyla, who plays Dylan on the show, at my house the other day.
Roll waffles?
Yeah, you just take the cinnamon roll dough out of like the little pop thing, and then you put it in a waffle maker.
That's genius.
We ended up actually buying a waffle maker because I thought we didn't have one. Later did I find out. We did have one.
You can make them two times as fast.
So
though.
We just cleaned it, and then we're going to return it and act like we never used it.
That's what I think a lot of Hollywood does.
That seems like something that the DeMeos would do.
DeMeos would do that, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
That's genius.
Yeah.
People,
they were slightly undercooked on the edges because they kind of started pouring out, and then there's hot, like, brown sugar pouring everywhere, like molten brown sugar.
Yeah.
Some of it burned me slightly, but it was still amazing.
It was
still
delicious.
Really good. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it's something like you said Ray might do, or the DeMeos in general might do. Just return them after, you know, making some delicious cinnamon roll waffles.
Yeah, get your money back. Use it and get your money back.
I feel like we see that a lot in Hollywood when people have, like, the receipts. I mean, the tags still in the dresses and the suits and
definitely.
Stuff like that.
I'm not going to lie, I have done that before.
Has your stylist done it to you, or have you done it?
I've done it.
You've done
I've done.
I think it's so, for those of you who don't understand, it is really normal, actually, that happens.
It is, yeah.
It's just funny to hear it.
Yeah.
Because it's so true, but nobody says it.
Nobody wants to admit it.
No one.
But guess what? I've got nothing to hide. I leave the tag on stuff, and I return it after I wear it.
And after this interview, as you walk off, you're going to take off the jacket. Like, all right.
Yeah, this is done. This is done. I've already worn this. Now I got to go take it back.
The tag's on the inside.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody will know.
It looks good right now.
Thank you.
Now, talk us through the casting real quick about, you know, getting the part of Ray for Speechless. How did that go? Was it a long process? Was it short? Were you nervous? Because it's a major. I mean, you're a pilot.
It was.
You don't know where it's going to go.
It was a very long process because in the beginning I auditioned for Ray, and then I also auditioned for Dylan because in the beginning there were going to be three brothers. It was going to be JJ, Ray, and Dylan, and Dylan was going to be older than Ray. Ray was originally going to be like 9 or 10 years old.
Okay.
But I was like, I got to go in for this role. This role is like perfect. I love him. I fell in love with him from the very second I read the script. And so I went in for Ray. Then they're like, let's have you go in for Dylan. And then they're like, no, we're going to have you going for Ray. And this was during the screen testing process, which is like the last part of the audition process before you
chemistry are told test? You
get the role. We didn't actually do a chemistry test.
Okay.
And they
That's
ended
to
up,
make sure that you guys don't fight
yeah,
on set.
Exactly. Definitely. Which we do. They should have done a chemistry test.
Behind the scenes a lot?
Oh, it's terrible.
Can't take him?
There's been some throwdowns.
I'm sure.
Some body slams, some.
You just take those Oreos
throwing.
After lunch and you just yeah, open and put yeah. the cream and just like, you're done.
I've taken
with them.
Two pieces of bread and called someone an idiot sandwich. Gordon Ramsay, shout out.
Shout out, Gordon yeah. Ramsay.
Shout out to you. Yeah, it was crazy because they ended up actually rewriting the age of Ray to fit me. He was originally going to be 9 or 10 years old. They rewrote it to be 14 or 15. And making Dylan
you did that,
the younger,
you did well
the youngest.
During this
apparently,
audition.
Apparently, and the creator of the show, Scott Silveri, the show is somewhat based off of his life growing up because he has a brother with cerebral palsy as well.
Mm.
And I just lost my train of thought.
He has a brother as well. What happened with the audition? So
okay, got it. I found it. I got my train of thought back. Ray is somewhat a version of Scott, younger. It's not directly based off of his life, but he has experiences in the show that actually did happen in his life, like the secret spot that Jimmy and Ray go to in the first season when they're in the van just watching cars bottom out on this massive hill. And we're having like a super serious, like sensitive conversation, and then every now and then we'll just see a car come flying down this hill, sparks flying, and we just both crack up laughing. Like, it was really fun. Things like that actually did happen, except they would go to a neighbor and just start honking the horn and making all the dogs in the neighborhood start howling and barking, which is so amazing. I don't know why we haven't done that, Dad. We should do that after this. Let's go to a neighborhood. Let's do that after this. But don't get
but
caught.
We're not going
to
say that now. Yeah. We're not actually going to do it.
We're not actually going to do it.
Wait,
the camera's facing me and my dad's facing that way. They just saw me wink.
But maybe if he winks back, we're just joking, but then he'll wink back to you and you'll know
I can't
know
do
it's
it this
on.
Eye either because then they see it too.
I'll just
do like a double wink.
Yeah, yeah, it's like it negates it, but it also puts it on.
Speaking of, Micah actually cannot wink.
Really?
Yes.
Fun fact.
Yes, fun fact. We've tried to get him to wink, and he just blinks.
Is that how y'all pass time by? You're like,
oh yeah, definitely.
Wink.
Yeah. Wink.
What is your method in teaching a wink?
You just wink.
There's got to be some wink. Way. You just
yeah.
wink.
You just wink.
I feel like I knew someone who couldn't wink also, and I'd just be like, I guess I would just, and she was like.
Yeah.
I was like, no, you just close one of the eyes.
Just close one of the eyes.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Classic. Talented all over. But why not the wink?
I don't know. And he also can't cross his eyes. We have to put our finger up to his nose, and then he can cross his eyes. But he can't cross them on his own like this.
Interesting individual.
Yeah.
Those are good behind the scenes. Now, when it comes out, you know, season 1 and 2 on DVD, these have to be included as little blurbs.
I mean, I really hope. We had a fantastic blooper reel, actually, from last season At the rap party.
How'd y'all enjoy that? Was it just looking back at it that it was the funnest time? You just like remembered all these moments. It was
amazing. There were so many faces that I made that I didn't realize I made that were so unattractive.
Like what? Like like what kind of scenes?
Just like in between scenes, just like making the weirdest faces, talking about weird things. It was just a really great blooper reel.
Now that you mentioned bloopers, what's one of the scenes that took a long time to shoot for you? Like how many, it took a lot of takes to get it down for you. Is there a scene that maybe we would recognize?
Yes. It was from season one during the Oscar party when the manic pixie dream girl who Ray ends up kind of falling in love with. In that episode starts blowing a bubble in front of his face to grab his attention. We couldn't get the bubble to fly directly in front of my face. We're using light covers to try and fan it into my face, or else it would just like fly by super fast or go like straight to the ground.
Yeah.
It took at least 30 takes.
30 takes.
And at some points it was like, it would be a great one, but then I would be laughing because the one before that completely failed or it hit someone and then it popped or just something went wrong. It actually turned out really well in the final.
Finally, when you guys got
final
it.
Episode.
Did
yeah.
you guys go overtime with that shot?
I think we did by like 5 minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So crew wasn't super over it.
No.
But they were like 5 minutes.
Everybody
over
was having fun.
That's good. Yeah. I'm glad nobody was over it.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes you just see, or you even hear about some things that took so many takes. There's one person I heard about that took like, just couldn't get the lines down. And it just took 30 plus takes and everyone was over
it. I can't stand when that happens.
Yeah?
It drives me nuts. Because I will have worked on it so hard and I will have been practicing all morning.
Yeah.
I will get it perfectly when the camera's not on me and it's over my shoulder. But the second it's on me, I can't speak.
I'm sure, because then everyone, there's 50 people behind the camera when it's facing you, and sometimes you just get...
I don't get nervous, though.
It's just like sometimes
I can't speak. It's just I have off days when I just...
Supervisor's like...
The lines are...
Yeah. No, this is the line you said. You said if, and it's actually... What's another word for if? What's a synonym for if?
This? I don't know. If... Possibly?
Possibly.
Possibly? Yeah.
You said if, it's possibly. It's the minor thing.
And then it's also like a 40-word monologue.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
you said
four-page monologue. You said it, and it was
Can we take it from
this.
The top? You're like, I don't know if I'm going to stay around because I'm almost over it.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything that we can see coming up next? I know we still got the season to go through. Is there anything else that you're going to be working on that we'll see soon enough or things that you want to keep us posted on?
I'm looking at a few things right now. Nothing official yet. I will definitely keep you guys updated, though.
Where can we find out these updates? What are your handles?
You can find it out on Twitter and Instagram, at Mason Cook, and then Facebook is Official Mason Cook.
Oh.
Official.
You can't even find the fake one on that.
Nah. We actually had to... There was a two-year battle when someone had Mason Cook and we couldn't get it. Or they had Official Mason Cook, so we had to do The Mason Cook for my... my Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
And we ended up contacting Twitter and Instagram, and they were able to get me the name because the guy, he was basically saying, the only way you'll get the name is if you pay me for it. I was like,
there's so many stories like this. Are you bribing me
into using my own name for my own Instagram? Like, what's happening here?
I think that all started from Howard Stern a long time ago. Somebody bought Howard Stern's domain name. He's a radio host, and then so he like sued him for like millions of dollars.
That's crazy.
But anyway, little side note. That's really interesting, though.
Yeah.
And so we'll keep up to date on your handles. Thank you so much for joining us.
Awesome.
Mason Cook from Speechless. And then that's about it, guys. Thanks so much. I'm Nick Marty. This is AfterBuzz TV, and this was a Spotlight On. Thank you guys so much. Catch you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.